Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
It's the selfish version of the intro to the Sunday night edition.
Well, I had to.
Of Free Talk Live. Yes, it is true. Steve Classic making his triumphant return after a month or something.
Yeah, a lot of basketball. Like
3-4 weeks or something.
Yeah. Mixing basketball with White Claw.
You know, basketball is my favorite sport. I love the way they dribble up and down the court.
Yeah. Oh. You're a poet and you didn't even realize.
No, that's actually lyrics from a song.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's, they used to play on Dr. Demento. They're playing basketball. You know, it's kind of the chorus. It was a relatively funny song. And then, of course, there was Basketball Jones. You ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's a great song. Yes, this is a story of a Basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little boy, I always be dribbling. Yeah, but this is neither the time nor the time for that kind of stuff. We have a live call-in radio talk program.
That's
to get
right.
To. The telephone number is 603-283-6160.
Zero.
Or 603-283.
Please call in. I'm a little rusty.
6160.
After a few months of...
Rusty and crusty?
I'm rusty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tin roof rusty?
Tin roof. That's right.
We have some things to get out of the way. Captain's Log, Stardate 02252024. In the studio tonight, it's myself. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me.
Steve Classic.
And
and
we have an empty seat here, but the host is en route. Potentially with a story to tell. There may or may not have been some, what do we call them, road pirates involved? Yeah, there may or may not have been some road pirates involved, so, yeah.
Well, we have the right to remain silent.
We do, but, well, I'm not gonna. It'd be a little difficult to do a radio show if we remain silent.
Well, we have the right.
We do have the right, yes, and we have the left.
But we're not gonna.
We have the center, we have the top, the bottom.
Right.
We have, there's several dimensions involved.
Yep.
It's hard to tell.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
No, we had him on last night.
Right.
Florida Man Games.
Yeah.
That's right. This is an actual thing.
Right. We reported on this a few months ago.
Apparently they're underway, and we talk about that. I've got some other stuff to talk about. We do have a number two story tonight.
At least one.
We don't always have a number two story on Sundays, so I'm of course happy when we do.
You're relieved.
I'm relieved. Yes.
You would say something like that.
Yes, I would. Sometimes the number two story really wipes me out.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, when we do get a good number two story though, it's a very flushing experience.
Yeah. Well, let's sit on it for a little bit.
Warm it up a little. Seat's awfully cold. It's wintertime.
Please call in and save us.
Well, we do have a caller on hold, so let's go.
Yeah, all right.
I believe this is Mr. David Ridley calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, an NH exit guy, in fact, the guy that runs NHExit.org is running for school board in my town.
Wait, school board or selectman?
School board.
Really?
Okay.
That's not RK, is it?
Yeah, you guys know Russell Canning, correct?
Yeah, I thought he was running for select board.
Oh, yeah.
He may have thought about it.
Oh, all right.
But he was better known in sort of the early days of the Free State Project because he did some sort of spectacular civil disobedience,
sure,
like trying to board a plane without going through screening and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he leave and then came back?
Yeah, he was out of town for, I don't know, maybe 5 years somewhere in there, and then came back a couple years ago, out of state.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 5 years. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how long. But he is a Christian anarchist.
Yes.
So he's the full-blown, real deal, no government, vote against everything kind of guy in terms of, you know, voting against spending.
Sure.
He probably, you know, I got the impression from what I understand, the caterwauling has started, you know, here in town. It's Winchester. I lived in Winchester. And the authoritarians are already very sad that anyone would run for office who's not one of them. And the other candidates are all painting all their signs, at least reportedly, all their signs are in the school colors. And he's the only candidate that's not in the school colors. So there is a chance. There's his signs say, you know, taxpayer ally. There is a chance that he could sort of, you know, collect the vote of all the people that aren't in favor of raising spending every year.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I don't know if there are other. There may be other reduced spending candidates in the race, but there are also other seats. There's more than one seat, so he has two bites at the apple.
I'm looking at the candidates right now for election. I don't see his name on there, but I have seen his signs out and about. I know that he has friends in all four corners of the world.
Oh, wait, you are
right. I see school board vote for two. Right, so he's got someone named Amanda Winchester is also running.
In Winchester.
But, you know, his sign says taxpayer ally, but I think the people in Winchester might go, taxpayer alley? Like, where is taxpayer alley?
That's every road.
He's running for school board. He's going to teach those people.
It's every road.
It's taxpayer alley.
Unless it's a private road.
Right. Well, I mean, the dirt roads, I'm on a dirt road. It's fairly well paved and sanded, even though it's made of sand.
Is it?
They just keep putting more sand on it. It just keeps getting.
Is better. It a what city county?
Unimproved road,
but
it's
is
a
it
city road?
It's maintained. Road.
It's maintained by the town.
Yeah. Do they plow?
Yes, they plow and sand.
Oh,
yeah.
They sand a sand
right.
road.
So it just keeps getting. And I tell you, they trench the sides.
Do they salt as well?
They salt, yeah. Okay. And you can get free sand and salt.
Hmm?
Well, not free. It's taxpayer funded.
Well, right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
I have nothing else to add. That's just kind of what's going on in my free state corner of the world.
Where can people find out more?
Oh, I don't know. You can see what I'm doing at rhythmreport.com, but I haven't covered Russell's run on my channel. He is buying an ad, though.
Okay. What if folks want to find out more about NH Exit? Where can they go?
Oh, you know, just nhexit.us.
Awesome. Anything else?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, if you go to Russell's site, if you go to nhexit.org, it doesn't look as professional, but it always has more new content. The content's updated almost every few days. So.
Okay. Yeah. Good. We were talking about the secession a little bit at the dinner tonight, and, you know, like, you know, folks talk about Texas, right, apparently.
California.
Florida. But it's rare that when media, anyway, you know, mainstream, talks about secession, rare is it mentioned New Hampshire for whatever reason. And I don't really care. As long as it happens, as long as somebody kicks it off, let's go. Let's do this thing already, right? You know, that's my opinion on the matter. But, like, at the same time, New Hampshire's been talking about it, I think, a lot longer, at least, you know, somewhat seriously than, you know, Texas or California has.
I think New Hampshire has actually taken it to a vote by the people, but made it to the state house.
Right. Yeah. Some actual paperwork was filed and it was put to a thing
in a committee.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I don't know if they've done that in Texas or California. It's still just talk, I think.
What do you think, Dave? Is that because New Hampshire isn't as large a state as Texas or California? Is it that we don't make enough noise? Is it, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We know we can do the parts that we can do. We can't do the parts we can't do.
No.
And what we can do is take advantage of New Hampshire's, you know, unusually open and accessible system to make sure that, you know, we have pushed independence further than any other state in 150 years, technically. But we don't have the same kind of popular support for it that they do in Texas.
Right.
Yeah, especially now.
At least yet, anyway.
Well, I think once the first domino...
We had a large... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, once the first domino falls, whether it's Texas or New Hampshire or California or Florida...
Montana, or
Alaska, whatever. As soon as that first one hits, it's just going to be like, oh, I'm joining. And, like, the first one in the pool is going to be tough. Then everyone else is just going to go, oh, yeah, that's easy.
Well, in a sense, actually, with understanding what I do about independence movements and you know, nation states to become independent, you do not want to be the last one out the door, and you're better off not even being the second one out the door. It's the first one out the door that is safest, right? Like Estonia was safest, first one out the door in the former Soviet Union.
Mm.
Slovenia, first one out the door in former Yugoslavia, pretty safe situation for Slovenia. But if you're later on, it goes badly. Like if you look like Chechnya was the last province to try and leave. It wasn't the Soviet Union they were leaving, but Russia. That was an absolute complete disaster, two different wars. You do not want to be the last one out the gate.
Well, we'll be number two. If Texas wants to go first, we'll be the number two state.
I mean, like, if this whole secession thing becomes like a multi-state thing after, you know, one state decides to have the balls to do it or whatever, like, being the second one, I think... is sort of more important in the same way that I was referred to the second man in any sort of a social movement, right? Like there was one guy a long time ago who, like, stood up in front of a crowd of people who likely owned slaves and was like, hey, man, this slavery thing is wrong. We shouldn't do it anymore. And they all went, what do you mean? Who will pick the cotton? You're crazy, right? And so it wasn't until, like, the second man stood up and went, hey, no, I'm with that guy, that then other people felt the courage and the willingness to sort of cascade upon that.
Right.
And so it's always the second man in the social movement that's really more important than the first man. I mean, the first man, you can't have the movement without the first man, so, you know, you could...
It gets easier, but as Dave is saying, as you get towards the end and you're the last one, it sounds like it gets tough.
Who would be the last one? Like, D.C.? Like,
they're not even a
state. They wouldn't have any choice, right? They'd just be left alone by themselves.
Right? I love the new map that's out. It just shows the United States in black.
Yep.
And then New Hampshire's in yellow.
Yeah.
And then there's a dot that says D.C. It says Center of Evil.
That's nice.
It's a great little map. But Twitter is a great place, Twitter X, to just, if you even put in the hashtag NHExit, a lot of different... people, you'll see. If you put hashtag NHExit in your feed and just use that as a news aggregator, right, Dave? I think a lot of information will show up.
Yeah, and the other thing was, it was interesting to see. I wasn't sure that this second round, you know, because we had the secession legislation in 2022 and almost exactly the same legislation in 2024, and to create a secession referendum, a referendum where everybody could vote on it. We didn't know if this would get attention the second time because it had already been done.
Hmm.
But actually, it got a massive amount of publicity this year. So that really, I'm sure, made everybody's effort completely worthwhile.
Man, I hope so. I hope it gets just more and more traction as time goes on. You know, these ideas, their time has come, obviously. I'm hoping that things like the several Crypto 6 documentaries, that whole NBC Boston thing about the Free State Project. There's also some documentaries about the Free State Project in the hopper. There's some other, you know, things in the works as far as media is concerned by libertarians who are producing content that, you know, we need all of this and more. So the more of this that we can chum the water with, I think the more traction we'll get, the more, let's call it free advertising by, you know, mainstream media picking up articles from here and there, republishing, et cetera, and so on, doing more interviews with people from organizations like NHExit and that type of a thing. I think it all bodes well for the prospect of secession. So, you know, keep up what you're doing, man.
Dave, we're close to the Massachusetts border. What do we do about the border? How do we close the border? in the southwest corner.
We don't. We don't, as in we F-bombing don't.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
But no, you know, it's our job to give what we can do. You know, the independence drive, whether it gets independence or not, it's our job. We're supposed to be giving New Hampshire a reputation, right? That's why we're here.
Right. Well, I mean, well, the other way around, would they? I mean, everyone says, well, then, you know, the United States would basically just cut you off. You'd become like Gaza. I don't know.
I mean, like, it's kind of impossible, right? Yes, the United States could say something like, don't cross into New Hampshire, but then they've isolated Maine.
Right.
Right.
We're also taking Maine with us.
Also, New Hampshire, strategically, does have both a port on the ocean, and it borders...
A Canadian port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canadian.
The Canadian.
So...
The Canadian port.
It's entirely possible for trade to still occur, even if the United States is like, no, screw those guys.
Right. Are you talking about secession?
And Nikki.
No.
What now?
What tipped you off, Einstein?
Oh, the port. That's a big, big hot topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Sunshine.
Thank you.
Round of applause.
I like her. I like her better than that other Nikki.
Oh, Nikki Haley. I get
Nikki
that
Hillary.
A lot.
Nikki Hillary.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. That's good. All right, Dave. Anything else?
That is all.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. Keep us updated, huh? 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. Nikki.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
So I just
fashionably late, but just in time for the end of the first segment.
Well, listen, I just want to let you know, like, we do activism. Hosts and co-hosts of the show have done activism. We do activism. You know, it's not required for you to, like, have an altercation with like a road pirate or a government official, like, before the show. It's not required. Like, I'm glad that you do these things. It makes you a better co-host.
Yeah.
It makes you stand
out. I'm an overachiever, what can I say?
Head character.
Yeah, I just, like, it's not required. I'm just saying, like, if you're comfortable with it, then fine. You know, you go ahead and
I don't know if comfortable would be the word I'd use.
Thank you.
But this happens to me a lot. I am a frequent...
Didn't you get rid of the red sports car?
Yeah.
So...
No, yeah, not speeding.
No excuse now.
No, this was a really fun one. I mean, on my way, here's the story.
Bring the listeners up to date.
Yeah. I am on my way to go do this very radio show.
This is why Nikki was late today, in case you're wondering.
Pulling off of the street that I live on, and state trooper goes by, and I'm like, okay, whatever, pull out.
In front of you?
He's going in the opposite direction.
Oh, okay.
Whips it around real quick and speeds right behind me with his blues on. And I'm like, okay, do I have a warrant out for my arrest?
Right,
this seems really dramatic.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then he comes over. I just wanted to let you know that you had a headlight out.
Oh.
So, whatever. No ticket or anything, but this guy, and he was being... like, disgustingly nice to me. Like, he was being very, very... He seemed like he was kind of new, like, maybe fresh out of the academy, state trooper.
Yeah.
But he was... And I, you know, I usually kind of... I'm a little fresh, I guess you could say, or rude when they first... Because they're harassing me. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So...
You're like, dude, you're making me late.
Yeah. So I like to, you know, I'm not always super friendly because I'm already not really thrilled.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a weird interaction, and you could tell this guy just had, like, a big hero complex, and he saw me, and for some reason, he's like, if I don't tell this person that they have a headlight out, they're gonna die. Like, he just needed to save me, and was like, I've just seen really bad accidents because somebody had a headlight out, which I don't really buy, but, I mean, whatever.
Did you have the right to remain silent? Did you keep quiet?
I usually don't. I usually yell at them.
No.
Well, he was taking, so he pulled me over, and, you know, like I said, he whipped around really quick and sped, so I'm like, this must be an emergency,
right?
This seems like an emergency, and then he takes forever to get out of the car, so I rolled down my window. He probably couldn't hear me from his cruiser, but I'm like hanging out the window like, are you coming?
Hurry up, you donut eating. Right. Okay, I got you.
Was your AT&T service out to run my plate?
Yeah, but it wasn't really, No, it wasn't too exciting.
So no ticket?
No ticket, no. Yeah, so I just turned around and grabbed Matt's car.
And then Did you look and verify that, like, yes, indeed, a headlight is out?
Yeah, spoiler alert, I already knew. It's pretty obvious when you have a headlight out.
Yeah.
And I was just going to do...
your birthday.
I was just going to do the jerk thing and drive mode with my high beams if I needed to. You know, like, if you turn them on and off, but whatever. But, yeah, he wasn't having it.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
And, I mean, that guy saved my life.
I
could have gotten into a car accident on the way here.
We should probably call state police and thank them on the air.
Yeah.
Did you get his badge number?
I didn't.
That's rule number one.
No, I had places to be.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry this up a little bit.
Like, it's...
Get over to Walmart. There's problems over
there. I know, right?
Go over there.
I got pulled over here in Keene for the same thing. I had a headlight out. And, I was leaving the studio from doing this show one night, and I take a corner, I go past, I'm on the main drag now, I'm driving past, stores, and the cop, whips around in the parking lot of a convenience store, and pulls up right behind me, lights on. I drove a little ways, because I was not going to pull over into a dark parking lot.
Yeah.
Also, too, if they were going to arrest me for any reason whatsoever, I didn't want to leave my car on the side of the road. I wanted to leave it in a parking lot somewhere, right? That kind of thing, where maybe I could send somebody for it the next day or something like that. So I finally pull over into a grocery store parking lot. It's well lit. There's cameras, right? That kind of thing. And so it's a chick cop, and she gets out, and she starts yelling at me. She's like, "How come you took so long to pull over?" And I go, "Safety."
Well, you're actually allowed to do that. That's not against the law to, obviously, going for miles is probably not going to, not going to love that.
I probably went, an extra half mile or something, right? It wasn't,
just looking
it
for
wasn't
a safe,
that long, right?
But,
and I go, "Safety," and I hand her my
Did she have the rollers on? Or she was just following you?
Rollers?
The blues.
I have this picture now of a female cop in uniform.
In roller skates.
Curlers in her hair. You know, she's got the net on top of the curlers.
I was thinking roller skates, a Sonic waitress or whatever.
Oh, that would have been.
Here's your hamburger.
So the Blues Brothers.
So I hand her my papers or whatever, and, I hand her my papers, and she goes back to the car. And she comes back, and she just sort of tosses them in the window at me.
Oh, wow.
And goes,
real polite.
And goes, "The next time, I'll be the one who decides when and where you pull over." And I'm like, "Okay.
There won't be a next time."
And she's like, "Make sure you get that fixed." And I go, "Get what fixed?" And she goes, "Oh, well, I pulled you over because one of your headlights is out." I'm like, "You could have told me that at the start."
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have said that because that sounds very smarmy and whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
She was being a C word to me, so.
Yep.
I was just like, love you. I'll be the decider who pulls you over when you pull over. No, you won't, lady.
I don't think I've ever been pulled over by a lady cop.
In her defense, she was mildly attractive.
That's the only positive attribute. At least you're not ugly. I hate it when I get pulled over by ugly cops.
I'd actually prefer that because it seems like a waste of a perfectly good, mildly attractive woman. 603-283-6160. Do you prefer to be pulled over by ugly cops? Give us a call. Let us know. It's Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
Donald Trump wins the South Carolina primary, defeating Nikki Haley in her home state. The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday. We're leading 91-7.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
No, that's for the horror movies, not for the
psycho.
Not for the call-in talk radio program. My bad. Wrong sound effect.
Oh, you're doing like a hip-hop.
No, that's the...
Yes.
With the stabbing sound?
Yeah.
What's the other
violins.
One? Oh, the other one I like. Is that Halloween?
Halloween, I think?
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. It was either that or Jason
Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Or Halloween, one of those two.
It's actually...
If you know the answer to that question.
It's Sunday the 25th right now, so you must know. And I only know that because I'm able to look at the date in the corner of the screen of my magic rectangle.
Right.
It is Free Talk Live. We are a call-in radio talk program. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for the sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. All right. Did you, Nikki, have more to tell about your adventures with...
Nope.
The Popo.
with
oh, did I leave out the part where we wrestled on the side of the road?
You did, yeah.
No, that was it.
Regular wrestling, arm wrestling?
Yeah, it was
arm wrestling, thumb wrestling.
Was it WWE style? Was it WWE style? You're going off the top of the car? And like,
no, I actually have a metal folded up chair in my trunk just for occasions like this. Yeah.
Chairs, ladders, tables.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put one of those in the trunk of my car now.
Yeah, they come in handy.
Yeah.
Remember the trunk monkey? I was saying to Angie last week, the trunk, remember the trunk monkey?
No.
It was like, it was a meme. It wasn't a meme, but it was a, like, a security system that you can get for your car that there's actually a monkey in the back seat with a wrench.
Go on.
So when someone breaks into your car, the monkey just kind of just goes whack.
Where was it from?
The trunk monkey.
What was this from? Like Saturday Night Live or SCTV?
I don't know. It was just
Mad TV.
It was floating around in the Magic Rectangle a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah. The trunk monkey.
I missed it.
Yeah. I must have missed out on that one.
All y'all missed it.
Perhaps it's the Mandela effect.
All right.
Perhaps.
Perhaps you are from a different universe.
Then I will just look up trunk monkey and I'll just keep it to myself.
I mean, now I want to take.
Now you got to find the trunk monkey.
Now I want to take that song, that Beastie Boys song, and instead of brass monkey, make it into trunk monkey.
Trunk monkey. That funky monkey.
Security monkey. Yeah. Something like that.
It says trunk monkey. On the Magic Rectangle, I look up trunk monkey into a television program. It was a concept created in 2000 for Subaru enthusiasts in New England.
Really?
Trunk monkey?
Trunk monkey.
Huh.
I mean, you just put a monkey in anything, and it's funny. You can put a monkey, you know, anywhere, and it just makes it funny.
Well, does it, though?
I mean, if Nikki couldn't make it tonight, and we had a chimpanzee in her chair, and we were broadcasting,
it'd be pretty funny.
Because we're talking about weird nonsense.
Off the rails.
I've been listening to this song from a Seattle, Washington band. They were sort of grunge era called The Melvins.
You
may have heard of
them.
Not
those Melvins.
King Buzzo is the sort of the front man of that. He's the guitar player with a giant, like he's a white dude and everything, but he's got a giant afro. And now that he's old, it's gray.
Buzzo sounds like a clown name.
I don't know where it came from, but like, anyway, there's a song called Revolve. Now, it's probably their most commercial sounding song in that it's heavy, but it's sort of grunge. It's heavier than grunge, but it's not quite like metal. It's not thrashy. It's not screamy, you know, like anything. And,
Seattle sound.
At some point, I've known this for some time, but at some point I read the lyrics to this thing and I'm like, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Like, how do you even write this?
Yep.
Right? This is just the most nonsensical thing I have ever seen in my life. And, like, when you listen to it, it all sounds very musical, very thought out, very verse, chorus, break, bridge, or whatever. I'll give you a sample. Freedom unlike stems from walk away. You got to hold your time. You got to hit them with the right of way. Hmm. Maybe black too far for any like the one seen. In a way, it's sane. Either way, it's got to mean.
It sounds like a Fish song.
Kind of, yeah. It's got that. It's just a bunch of words strung together that they do rhyme and they do fit with like the syncopation and the groove of the song. But there's not even a complete phrase in here. It's just words put next to each other for the sole purpose of filling in the lines.
Mm.
And it's pretty amazing. So,
go ahead.
I was gonna say it always makes me chuckle when really heavy metal with screamo style vocals when they have very deep lyrics. Like some of the lyrics to some of these songs are really like heartfelt and beautiful and poetic.
Yeah.
And you can't even really you wouldn't expect. Sometimes it's hard to decipher what it is that they're saying.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the lyrics, it's like that doesn't. Yeah. That really doesn't fit the vibe of the song.
Yeah, Exodus has a song that I really like called The Scar Spangled Banner.
Yeah, I like that song too, yeah.
But, like, that's one of those songs where you're like, I can kind of hear some words that make me interested in the lyrics, but because it's a very screamy band, like, until you go and read the lyrics, you're like, I see. He's got a point to make too.
Yeah.
Outside of, yeah.
Well, Matt had a good post today. I'm sure you saw it. Led Zeppelin versus Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
lyrics.
Yeah.
God. I was told there'd be no Led Zeppelin today.
Oh.
Oh, Oh, no.
Who told you that?
Damn it, Steve.
All right.
Hey, go ahead.
All right, we'll just say classic rock band from 1975. They go, if the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When the mountains crumble to the sea, there'd be still me and you, you know, all that. And then they go, fast forward to Nicki Minaj. It's like, you stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe.
And there's one with a Beyonce song, I think. What is this?
Is this Melvin?
That's better.
I don't even know what a Bodie is, but that, hey, big Bodie, like,
your lips ache, okay. And you know the lyrics.
Well, I've read them, in front of me as well. Like, it's not hard to see, and I just looked at them moments ago. But I just had to get Led Zeppelin out of my head, I had to play some Melvins to sort of remedy that thing.
But I've worked with bands where they don't have the lyrics to the song yet. The framework is coming together, and they're just mouthing, like, scatting, whatever, and they put the lyrics together.
I totally spaced, but we have Crichton waiting on hold. He's calling from Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
I do call in for a question, but before I'm asked the question, I wanted to point out the irony that Nicki was driving a potato, and that's illegal. But the irony is that we're required to have two headlights on a car so that if one of them goes out, you can still see what you're doing.
Yeah. And I only have one headlight on my motorcycle, so...
It's like when the cop pulls you over for a motorcycle cop pulls you over for not wearing a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The motorcycle, you have one headlight out. Dude, you have one headlight.
All right, go ahead, Crichton.
My question is that earlier it was brought up about the New Hampshire exit.
Yeah.
And I heard earlier, probably late last year, that the new version included a trigger mechanism that this national debt exceeded $40 trillion.
Yes.
There would be some kind of automatic.
Yeah, it was automatic. Yeah, but I still think it has to get to the you know, so people can vote on it. It has to pass the committee, even just to get on a referendum statewide.
So it's entirely possible, though.
Do we get a $40 trillion tonight? Wait a second.
Well, it's 34. It's 34. Whatever this is. Hang on. Let's see. Million.
A couple extra billion.
Yeah, 34.3 trillion right now. So by the time this thing gets to a place where it's going to be voted upon, and finally, like, we might already have exceeded the $40 trillion. Right.
Okay. I was just trying to ask about that. Didn't know if that was still the case.
Well, yeah, so it's in process, I guess. So when these things come up, you have to, I don't know the process, maybe you know better than I, Steve, but first you have to write the thing, then you have to submit the thing for consideration, and then if people go, okay, we'll consider it, then it has to go to, House first?
Well, it's got
to
get out of committee, so the committee has to talk about it, and I guess you have a certain amount of Democrats and Republicans and maybe a Libertarian in there.
Yeah.
And then... if that passes that committee with a majority, I think then it goes to the entire General Assembly, where it can go to a yay or nay.
Okay.
And then if it goes to a yes, then I think it's got to go to the Senate. Then it's got to pass there. Then it's got to get to the governor to sign.
So it's got to go through like four or five layers of bureaucracy.
Right.
Before the people get a shot at going, I want to vote for this. Yeah. Or not. That's so lame.
Okay, so... maybe somebody could clear up something for me. What is the $40 trillion trigger? What does it actually do?
Oh, yeah.
It
immediately puts the vote for secession to the people, is my understanding.
I believe that.
It triggers referendum?
Right.
Oh, I thought it was to get at least it on the referendum. So people vote for it, yes, we can secede if it does go over $40 trillion. I don't know. We'll have to. We should have Matt here to talk about it.
Only there was a magic rectangle in which we could, you know, look these things up. This is the Jason Gerhard bill. It's CACR 20. It proposes to put the question of New Hampshire declaring independence on the ballot as a constitutional amendment.
On the ballot. So it has to get to the ballot.
He added a trigger event. If the people pass the amendment, peaceful secession won't happen until the U.S. national debt reaches $40 trillion or more. So
it has to get on the ballot. It has to pass on the ballot with the people, and then it doesn't do anything until $40
trillion. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
I got this off of nhexit.us. There's an article about it. It's called Secession Bill Returns with a $40 trillion twist. These are notes from a public hearing on January 12th, apparently. So not too long ago. I hope that helps
you. Thank you very much.
Anything else?
No, that's what I call for. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for joining Free Talk Live. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you want to call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about this trigger. You can talk about secession. You can talk about, I don't know, it's Sunday, man. We talk
some
about
wrestling with the state police.
Talk about all sorts of zany things. I think we've covered that. Although, I do have to say, the metal folding chair in the trunk was an unexpected treat.
Yeah. I was just thinking that next time I get pulled over, I'm going to talk to him like I'm Hulk Hogan. What are you doing here, brother?
Or do, was it Slapadoo Slim Jim? What's his name? Jimmy? No.
Oh, I don't know.
I should know.
I'm not
this,
a big wrestling fan. I just...
Oh, man. His name is Space.
Where's the magic rectangle?
Slapadoo Slim Jim. He's talking like he's holding in a big,
I don't know. The new guy is LA Knight, but.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm old. Nobody will care anyway. So
it'll come to me, and I'll just blurt out his name. Just
speaking of games, Randy Macho Man Savage.
Okay.
The Macho Man. Man Savage.
This from sfgate.com. At the Florida Man Games.
I'm so glad we're getting an update.
This is our number one story.
Yeah, glad we're getting an update.
Big crowds cheer competitors, evading police, and wrestling over beer.
Awesome.
Nikki should have been there.
I repeat,
evading police.
At the Florida Man Games, big crowds cheer competitors, evading police, wrestling over beer. This is an update from yesterday, February 24th at 5 p.m. St. Augustine, Florida.
Dateline.
Breaking news.
Broken news. Yeah. They rose up by the dozens from across Florida, caricatured competitors in tank tops and cutoff shorts, for a showdown that treats evading police and wrestling over beer like Olympic sports. I'm a fan.
What's wrestling over beer?
This is
drinking beer and then wrestling? Like a Jello, recipe?
Or is it like wrestling to see who gets to drink the beer?
Yeah, maybe. The last beer is in the fridge.
Last beer.
Who gets it?
It's like two old ladies with the last ham at Market Basket on.
Or is it like
Thanksgiving?
Or is it like Beer Fest, where you have to drink a bunch of beer and then go wrestle?
And then go wrestle.
That's possibly it.
Or Jello wrestling, like a swimming pool full of beer.
Yeah.
Tell us, Captain.
Jello's not a very good wrestler, just so you know. Like, if you ever have to take on Jello in a wrestling match. So anyway, promoted as the most insane athletic showdown on earth, the Florida Man Games poke fun at the state's reputation for bizarre stories that involve brawling, drinking, gunfire, reptile wrangling, and other antics carrying a risk of time in jail or intensive care. Or as we like to say here in New Hampshire, a regular day's worth of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, these sound like libertarian events on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. I don't wrestle too many reptiles.
There's not a lot of libertarian brawling, but there is drinking, there's gunfire, there's some reptile wrangling.
Yeah, we might have kangaroos here.
Or other animal wrangling, you know, bears, for example. Other antics. Which carry a risk of time in jail or intensive care. Yes, libertarians, voluntarists, libertarians, anarchists, whatever you want to call them, are involved in all sorts of these things at any given moment. None of this seems really all that, like, weird to me, anyway. The games kicked off Saturday with the Star Spangled Banner played on electric guitar. Okay, I have to stop here because I have to ask, and they don't say, but did he play it with his teeth?
Probably not.
No? Did he pull a Jimi Hendrix, put it behind his head?
Set the guitar on fire.
Behind his head, on fire with his teeth.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, you can't do that.
The spectators began sipping canned beers behind metal barricades and cheered and frequently shouted expletives. How was I not at this? Why did I not get an invite? Hello? How do I get on the list?
I think you gotta talk to Kahuna. Maybe he's got it in.
Yeah. Anyway, they frequently shouted expletives at a dozen teams who battled in contests inspired by real events from America's most surreal state. So wait, this is insinuating that they're getting their ideas for the events by all of the Florida Man stories. That's pretty cool, because there's a lot of ideas there.
Right.
So there has to be an event with meth involved.
I mean,
alligators.
I would kind of expect it to just be a meth-friendly event all around. Yeah. Like,
probably
a meth booth.
Yeah, maybe.
Get a handful.
James Gordon of DeLand. That's a place in Florida. It's called DeLand. DeLand. He won the first event, wolfing down a plate loaded with barbecue, pork, and sausage a fraction of a second before his nearest competitor. To celebrate, he chugged a beer.
Cool. I mean, this really, this just sounds kind of normal.
Yeah.
I've lived in Florida my whole life, Gordon said after washing sauce from his hands and beard. They're calling these events. I'm calling it Effin' Tuesday Afternoon.
I love that. I knew he was going to say that. I love
just
Tuesday.
Just a normal dinner.
It's just a Tuesday.
It's just Tuesday, man. One event had contenders dueling in muddy water in an inflatable pool, pummeling each other with weapons made from pool noodles and duct tape. Another was a theft simulation relay in which competitors raced while toting a pair of bicycles, copper pipes, and catalytic converters.
Oh, my gosh. Man, that's funny.
That sounds like a meth event.
Yeah.
Right. Larry Donnelly trained for the relay race by riding a bicycle around his neighborhood with a second bike strapped to his back.
What?
It paid off on Saturday when he won his heat after picking up a bike in each hand and running with them.
Wow.
I've actually seen someone riding a motorcycle with a bicycle strapped to their back, and that kind of sounds like similar to that.
Weird. Like,
It was strange.
We've all seen the RVs with the tow to the TOAD, the little car towed behind the big RV.
Yeah, this is like the same thing.
Kind of the same thing, yeah. Mm. Although, meta. Now, what if you had an RV towing a car that had a motorcycle on the back of the car that had a bicycle attached to the motorcycle?
I'd say that's unprecedented.
Yeah.
I think
that would probably win the Florida Man competition.
Yeah.
I did last week. I did see a tow truck on a flatbed in Massachusetts. Yeah,
it's rare to see a tow truck towing a tow truck.
No, it was on the flatbed.
Yeah,
like they couldn't even tow it; they had to put it on a flatbed.
Right.
I don't know,
but still rare nonetheless.
Yeah, just rare. Yeah. Just like something you don't normally see.
The article continues. Quote: "I have an absolute disregard for self-preservation. I will do anything," said Donnelly, age 42. Who owns a St. Augustine pressure washing business and serves as captain, not to be confused with me, of the five-man team called Hanky Spanky.
Okay.
When I was in the military, I did a little alligator wrestling.
Do you have to do that in the military?
I don't.
Where was he stationed?
Florida.
Florida.
Either that or like Louisiana.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Other events involved contenders wrestling sumo style while holding pitchers of beer. Or running from actual sheriff's deputies while jumping fences and avoiding obstacles.
So they got the cops in on this to participate?
Others, the sheriffs specifically.
The sheriff.
That's what they say. So. Yes. Others faced a scramble to grab cash flying in a simulated hurricane winds. We've seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a booth.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's harder to do that than it looks.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like $1 bills. You know,
you don't know what you're getting.
By the time you get like 20 of them, you're like, this is a lot of work for $20.
$50 bill.
Spectators paid real money, however, $45 per ticket or more, to watch the games at Francis Field in downtown St. Augustine. Yusuf said he and his wife made the 180-mile trip from Port St. Richey to watch stupidity occur on the grandest, most spectacular scale.
It's beautiful.
I really, now that I know that this is a thing, I can't believe I didn't know about this in advance. I would have gone, I would have called in and given you guys, like,
yeah, there's,
you know,
I'm looking
on
the Magic Rectangle. There's video footage of this.
Oh, nice.
That, you know, probably take all day tomorrow to look at it.
Let me know when the next one is. Maybe we'll book in
probably
advance.
Probably 2025.
Oh, you think?
I would think maybe next year at this time.
The annual event.
They can't call it the first annual because it's, you know, it's not annual yet.
I do wonder how many of these they've had already. Like, is it the fifth?
Maybe they'll take it on the road. Maybe it'll be Florida Man, New Hampshire.
The Florida Man Games comes to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pork Fest. Like they have the Highland Games, you know?
The organizer, Pete Melfi, said he expected ticket sales to exceed 5,000. He said he was stunned to find nobody else had beat him to the Ripped from the Headlines idea for a spoof sporting event. We kind of give a person opportunity to live a day in the life of Florida Man without ending up in a cop car, said Melfi.
or the intensive care unit.
Who runs the St. Augustine media outlet, the 904 Now. But he had to tone down some racier aspects of the Florida Man mythos to obtain a permit.
Oh.
Obtain a permit. Can't have fun.
Without a permit.
Can't have fun. There's typically drugs and nudity, he said, but the city frowned on it when I asked for drugs and nudity.
Well, you had to get a special permit for drugs and nudity?
You don't ask for permission for these kinds of things.
I mean, a real Florida man would have just done it.
Yeah. Right. These are frauds.
Yeah.
Phonies.
Right, yes.
I don't think there's going to be one next year.
I mean, and now that there's no drugs and nudity, I'm less enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might as well just go to spring break. Probably see the same thing.
Yeah, just go to Miami.
If the Florida Man Games came to your town, would you go? How much would you pay for a ticket to see these aforementioned Florida Man Games? Would you want to participate? Give us a call. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere because hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.